It continues on Friday with a high around 89, and the weekend forecast so far looks great. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has signed the strictest abortion ban in the nation. The bill contains an exception for when the pregnancy creates a serious health risk for the woman, but not an exception for rape or incest. Lawsuits challenging the legislation are expected. Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a recent house fire. They say Ronald Chatfield intentionally set a home on fire in the 2600 block of Drake Street. No one was hurt in the fire, but two small dogs are missing. Chatfield is in the Montgomery County Jail. His bond is set at $15,000. And Hyundai is celebrating the grand opening of its new cylinder head machining plant. This marks the third facility at the Hyundai plant. The expansion created 50 new jobs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
From Alabama, where Governor Kay Ivey has signed the most restrictive abortion law in the country. It outlaws virtually all abortions. Doctors who perform them could face up to 99 years in prison.
Helicopter crash into the Hudson River right alongside New York City.
There are two non-life-threatening injuries.
The U.S. orders most government staff out of Iraq amid reports of new threats from Iran.
Terrifying video of the drama high above the streets of Oklahoma City. A lift swinging violently out of control, smashing the Devon Tower. That is two window washers hanging on.
With the help of the FBI, Dallas police fanned across the city, seizing documents and evidence from the secret archives of three Catholic Church properties.
Women who eat a low-fat diet reduce their risk of dying of breast cancer by 21%.
Robocalls may soon be a thing of the past. The FCC proposing new rules allowing carriers to block them before they ever hit your phone.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Let's bring in the mayor himself for our monthly meeting here. The one and only Todd Strange.
We can't do better than that? Come on, man.
Oh, okay.
That's Bon Jovi crowd.
So it's kind of warm out there, huh?
It's getting that way. You know, we got a big event. You got a big event tonight on the riverboat. You make sure you stay in the cabin there until the sun sets, and then you get out and enjoy the moonlight. We've got a big dining on deck. So we got 350, 400 people coming for a fundraiser for the library.
So what do? You just shut down the street?
Yeah, from right there in front of Chris's. What are the two streets?
McDonough and...
Perry?
Lawrence.
And McDonough. That's the flattest part of Dexter Avenue, and we've got some of the nice restaurants in town are going to serve a 4 or 5 course meal. It's not going to be black tie, but it's going to be kind of resort casual. We'll have 8 people tables, and we'll have a good time, and a little dancing, a little music, a little fundraising for the
Nobody
library.
Nobody gets hurt?
Nobody gets hurt. Yeah.
So how much were the tickets for that?
I think a table was $1,000 for eight seats. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think individual tickets probably were in the 200 range or something like that.
So tell me about the city. How are things going fiscally?
Fiscally, we're fine. You know, I come on these shows and they ask me about all the debt of the city. You know, when I got here in 2009, the debt was in that 360 range long-term debt. We closed last year, 2018. We're working on 2019 now. We closed it at, I don't remember, but 260-ish. Maybe it's $100 million or so, at least $90 million left. But everybody complains the fact that we put all this debt on. You know, I think our debt service is about 11% of our, you know, total budget. I just don't understand where they get those kind of ideas. But we're in decent shape. Our revenue stream is substantially up over last year and somewhat over what we've budgeted. Sales tax is up close to 4%. Lodging taxes.
Lodging tax is tearing it
well,
up.
Even with, even if you take the it's up 20%+. So that's really a lot to do with EJI and some other tourist things that are coming. We had 450,000 more people in the last 14 months than we did last year. So that's good. That's good.
One thing.
You know, the only thing that's down?
What?
Alcohol beverage sales.
What happened? Oh, because y'all stopped the sales downtown.
No, I think what it is in the alcohol beverage side of the equation is what you buy in the package stores. The other side goes in the 10% sales tax. I think more people are out of their houses and involved in venues out and about. So I think we're getting more on the 10% side rather than on the packaged liquor side. If you do a private sector, it goes into the 10%.
So if you do private sector, which one do you make more money off of normally?
Well, we're going to get our 4 cents. No, actually, that's not true. We get lesser percentage off of the ABC store. Yeah. So, no. We'd get, I think it's like 2.5%, 3% on the ABC score. We get 4%. I think that's right. But essentially, I personally think that's the reason. Revenue streams could be up as much as $7, $8 million from last year.
For the entire fiscal year.
Yeah, for the entire fiscal year. They're up about 5 right now. But here's the challenge. EJI, let's just look at the lodging tax. EJI came on board, May was the first time last year. It opened the late part of April, so May on. If we can have 5 or 6 or 7% increase, or any, frankly, increase over what we did last year, that really is a good positive.
From driving by there,
yeah, you'd
it
think
doesn't
you
show any slowing down at all.
And, you know, they've got the new facility that they're renovating, going to put a restaurant in, going to have some other exhibits in, and we're going to renovate and enhance the trail from the new facility down to the museum. Going to be a lot of bus parking. The hotel there at the old Bishop Parker, I know it's going to open on June the 28th. That's another 109 rooms. Jay Kaiser's Staybridge Suite supposed to open mid to the third week in June, so that's going to be another 110. So we've got 230 new hotel rooms that will be on board in the next 30 or 45 days. So things are looking up downtown.
That is outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
We got a lot of stuff going on at East Chase. We're trying to jumpstart everything up at Cottage Hill, and we're fixing to announce a couple of projects in West Montgomery that I think are going to be substantial. One of them, when we put it together, is going to be a game changer. $50 million endeavor, and it'll clean up as well as bring a venue that particularly our young people are just going to love.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Rich Hop. Rich Hop, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Hey, it has been a great spring, and throughout your term, I want to compliment you. You've done a great job of coordinating and collaborating all these events and made Montgomery a great feature-oriented city. So I want to compliment you on that, sir.
Well, before you say but, let me say...
No, I'm not going to say but.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, some people describe it as cat herding. You know, I've learned to herd cats, man, and dogs and all the rest of them. But, you know, we've had some really good, interesting times, fun times. There's been a time or two that, you know, at some point you don't wish you weren't the mayor because you feel like you might could handle it correctly. But there have been one or two dark days. But on balance, I think some progress has been made, not as much as we'd like to. And hopefully whomever we leave it to will keep it moving in a good direction.
Well, I hope so, too. Got a question for you. Dexter Avenue in downtown still my favorite part of the city. When I grew up here, it was magnificent up and down Dexter Avenue. Thousands of people there all the time. Say a guy like me wanted to open an art gallery or maybe even a nightclub, name it the Red Top. Is there a space available to squeeze in on Dexter Avenue?
There is. We do not own any of the spaces, but a couple of the Foshis own some. John Bowman Estate owns some. And Marjam, Mark Buller, they own some along the way. There is going to be a new project that's supposed to start here before the end of May, right at the corner of Perry and Dexter, right across the Perry Street from the Brew Irish Bread Pub. There's going to be some retail space below. There are going to be 18 apartments upstairs. So they are looking for some retail space. Crest Building obviously has some retail space available to you. And One Court Square might be a really good spot. I just saw today the Winter Building, the old hotel where the telegraph was sent to fire on Fort Sumter. There's a for sale sign up for that. So that's a bigger piece that I suspect could be subdivided along the way.
Isn't the old Pazitz Building being torn down for a hotel?
No. At one point in time, that was in fact the case.
It's not going to happen.
A portion of it was going to be torn down. That went away because, unfortunately, there is a high-tech company that has a lease through 2021 that we've tried to move them, helped them, incentivize them moving, but it's too expensive for them to move. So nothing's going to happen substantially on the hotel side of the equation till after 21, but that would be, in fact, a possibility. Hotel would come there.
In other words, small storefronts with opening to the actual court square itself that would be available for retail.
Absolutely.
Or a good fun place like a Red Top Club.
Well, you know, the second floor that looks up Dexter Avenue, or even the third floor where the old Capital City Club, that's really a very attractive view.
I thought WSFA had that.
Well, it's a little piece on the top corner, but they hardly ever use it. I think it's a...
It's a great view because you're looking away. Down. That's why Red Blunt did that.
I can see a great disco on that second floor. Now, whether they want to use all that space for it, I don't know.
Mayor, let me tell you, if you're a smart person, you never have a club or a disco on the second floor. It's a liability to hell and back. I'm going to stay on the ground floor.
Well, I tell you, another club, you know, I heard that 322 or 332, is it 322, is closing. And that's right across from Mekoa. A lot of the development is moving in that direction. It'd be a nice venue. You pick that pretty up, pretty cheap.
I'm surprised that somebody hadn't put together some type of flea market type little mini thing with furniture and stuff.
Well,
for people to buy.
Yeah, you obviously know about the one there off of Atlanta Highway on what is that Coliseum Boulevard? I guess it is.
East
Yeah, Brooke. Eastbrook. You know, Jerry Beasley has put a furniture store right there in Gerald Leibowitz's spot. Some very, very nice pieces.
They very got high
some,
end.
Well, they got some lower end things. I've been encouraging them. What we do need, if any entrepreneurs out there, what we need is something downtown in the walkable district where people from out of town can buy something that would be upper end, not souvenir kind of deal, but scarves and stationery. You can come up with all the things that would be all things Montgomery or something like that. Not a chain deal, but something that would be specifically art. Might go 100, 150. Don't get much over a $500 piece. I think that would be good because you can't have 80% occupancy and 450,000 people come into town that and doesn't want to buy like something. Yeah, exactly.
Well, as an artist, I hope I'm not in your store because we want to make thousands.
Well, that's fine, too. But, you know, I'm not going to go.
Flea markets are great, but this is downtown Montgomery.
Yeah.
We have enough fleas in Montgomery.
We want it to be quality. You're right. We want it to be quality.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Red Top. Appreciate talking to you.
Hilltop Inn.
You know, I wrote the president of the company, Siscon, Mr. Lee, President Lee, just in the last 2 weeks. I haven't even heard back from him. All the plans have been put in, and we've approved all of the plans for the renovation, all the hurdles on the fire and the water pressure and
system.
Getting up on the ninth floor, all of that, all those hurdles have been cleared. I just don't know, other than the fact that he maybe doesn't have the wherewithal to pull the trigger. He's got some good projects. He's had a couple of hiccups. But if he's not going to do it, he bought that thing so cheap that he could sell it cheap and he'd still make a
he'd still make some money.
Pile. Yeah, exactly. So my next, I'll try to see him and encourage him to either move or bring a joint venture partner in that kind of knows what they're doing, or if not, put it on the market. Because that whole Cottage Hill, that's the linchpin. You know, you got the Memorial to Peace and Justice over there. You got a lot of the houses being renovated, but the projects that are right behind through some of the younger people that are doing it, the linchpin is getting the old Hilltop Arms done. And until that's done, until that old house that's next door to Alva Lambert's house, until that gets redone, which they own as well, we're gonna struggle up there.
Question on the revenues. Did you say that revenues were up 7%?
Now, the sales tax is up right at 4%, 3.95 or something like that. The dollar amount looks like it could be up from last year in the $7 million range.
So that's about 3.5%.
Yeah, 3%. Normally you'd expect something in the 4 to 5. That's how you might budget it. But we fudged a little bit on the budget this year, so it might be 450 to 700,000 above what we budgeted. Our expenses will be down a little bit, so we'll have enough, I think, to feed the reserves. You know, we didn't even talk about that when we got here. We had 3 million. Now we got 24, 25 million in reserve. Get that up to 30 million. Everybody will really be happy.
When you get more, when you get an overage, how do you disperse that money? What do you do?
The overage to the budget. If there's a significant project that might be out there, a paving project or a building project, we might allocate to some, but we always try to put at least half to our reserves, which would be over and above what we budget. We budgeted there for a while when we were in the 10, 11, 12%, I mean $12 million range, we were budgeting $2 million a year. And we were able to sustain that. We got up around 22. For the last couple of years, we've budgeted $1 million to go into the reserve. So if we had overages, we would either put it to some project that was significant or we would just increase the reserve.
So our reserve is at, what, $28 million?
No, 24. I think it's 24 and change.
What is your goal to have it at by the time you walk out the door?
Yeah, well, we're not going to be able to get much more over 25, 26 million. The bonds, the finance people would love to have you at 25%. 30%. We've got $250 million budget. So, you know, 10% would be $25 million.
Right.
You get up to 15%, you know, that'd be in that $30+ million range. So we're committed to fund the reserves because, frankly, you might have to use it. Like last year, for instance, we had a great budget. We'd have done extremely well, but unfortunately, we had people that had injuries and get sick, not workers' comp, but just medical claims, and an internal service fund, the internal service fund, which houses those kind of revenues, over and above what the city puts in, over and above what the co-pays were, over and above what the insurance premiums were, we were short about $6 million.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show, we'll be back right after this.
Wake up, kids, we got the dreamer's disease.
The Dan Morris Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Kristen Cavallari, what's better than watching the hot new dating competition Paradise Hotel on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tonight, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars. Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stuff for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Several things coming in here. And by the way, we're a talk show, not a texting show. let's go back to the Cottage Hills situation. Yeah. It's the Hilltop Hotel, is that the centerpiece? Does that have to happen before the other things, Woody?
No, it doesn't have to happen, but it sure would be a shot in the arm for that to happen. Because you want people. You want people there.
Well, but I'm amazed when I go by the museum and the that just the number of people walking around.
Right, but they're at the museum. They're going across to the new gift shop and things like that. They don't venture that extra two blocks up on top of Cottage Hill. You got a lot of residential reconstruction going on up there. But Chase Fisher and some of the other younger people have done some work along there, and they fixed that up and ready to move in. But people only want to go where they're going to be other people. And so to the extent that you got a vacant building across the street from you, if that building had life, then those would rent up in a minute.
Yeah, particularly if you had shops down at the bottom and things like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it would be
well,
big.
Well, the storefronts, there's probably five or six storefronts up there that are ready to move in right now. He talked about having a, I think he was going to have a barbershop up there. I think he was going to have a seamstress up there. If I'm not mistaken, there was somebody thinking about a restaurant up there. So I think it's ripe for the taking, and it's one of these deals. If you get in now, you're going to get in at a low basis, and it's just going to do nothing but appreciate.
And let's talk about police, and then let's talk about Maxwell. Where are we on 4th Street?
4th Street's been hanging in at that 470 range, 465. We've got a ton of recruits in training right now that it's going to take 20, 21 weeks to get there. And, of course, once you get out, you know, you're going to spend another 4 to 6 to 8 months trying to get up to speed with training officers and things like that. We're beginning to get some people coming back for whatever reason. We're beginning to do some laterals. It's tough if you're a captain, say, in some other police force, to come back as a captain because it's really not fair to those that are kind of in the ranks coming up. But we're getting some sergeants and corporals and even patrolmen that left for whatever reason is coming back. They're onesie-twosies, not in masses, so that helps us as well. We are going to RSA, which is a retirement system. You know, we're one of the
few. That is definite. You're going there.
Yeah, October 1 is, in fact, the date. So everything's been approved. The employees approved it, I don't know, 85% or something like that. But you're going to, you can't, you can't go and then decide, well, you could go and then decide to retire. But the date certain that if you're going to leave the city, you got to leave by a certain date. I think it's September 30th or something like that. Or you leave the retirement fund. I'm just holding my breath that people will want to go to the RSA. I mean, it's the Cadillac of the industry out there, so why would you not want to go? But somebody that has 25, like take Matt, for instance, he's got 25 or 6 years, and you know, he may want to get that retirement and make $50,000, $50,000, and go get another $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 at another job. So we'll have a few like that. So the next 6 months is going to be a challenge, but I'm acting like I'm going to be there, and we're doing everything we can to incentivize and make people go. We've raised the compensation up for our mid-range of police officers. That's about a $10 million budget hit that we got to figure out how to pay for next year as well. And people have responded to that along the way. So I'm sure I've been on here since we got the award, but the safehomes.com, some organization, ranked us as the safest city in the state of the big cities. Matter of fact, 85,000 population was the next Alabama city to us. Birmingham was last. Mobile, Huntsville, it was us, Huntsville, Mobile, and Birmingham.
And the area where we go to the gate to Maxwell, the back way, going through Bell Street, what's happening with all that now? Where the river...
Oh, Maxwell Boulevard?
Yeah.
Could I tell you to stay tuned? We are very, 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 very close to having the total financing put together on a huge project. It's one of the ones I referenced. It's going to be a millennial. Matter of fact, the code name is Catalyst Project, because it is, in fact, a Catalyst Project, and we'll transform that area, but it'll also transform Montgomery in that if you're less than 50 years of age, you'll want to be a part of it. If you're older than 50, you risk your life to be involved in it, but you can sure watch it.
So is that, when I drive down there, the area that's on the right where the river...
We own all that property. Okay, we're swapping a bunch of property with...
So is somebody going to be building, like, condos and things there?
Not necessarily condos, although they may follow, you know.
Because that's a gorgeous view. Right. The reason I asked is I drove down there and I noticed there are these stakes that are in the ground and like somebody's marking things off.
Yep.
Is that your thing?
Yep. But it's some of the geotechnical work that's going on out there to make sure we've been buying up certain properties.
Does the city own all the way down to the water?
Yes. Well, no, not to the water.
Because the Salvation Army is.
No, we're in conversations with them as well. But the Corps of Engineers owns, as you go down the road into the flat part down there, we have
a... Because it's a flood zone?
Yeah, it's a flood. It's not a flood zone. It's a flood way, as a matter of fact. You can't build anything permanent down there. We had a 25-year lease. I think we got 8 years more to go, and we're going to up for another 25 years. And so we will be able to use that.
It's an amazing piece of property. I mean, well, when you drive down in there, and I didn't realize that goes to the back fence of Maxwell until I drove back there.
Plus, there's a launch down there. That's where our police and fire boats launch, and that's where a lot of fisher people launch from down there. But that's going to be used for various activities, outdoor activities. It's part of this whole package we're putting together.
When do you think we'll hear something on that? And why would somebody over 50 not like it? Too noisy?
How old would you want to be to jump out of an airplane?
Well, George Bush.
Yeah, I know, but he's an exception. Let me just say this. This activity will be a fairly young person's activity. It's a millennial kind of deal. It goes quite well with Maxwell. It goes quite well with those that are adventuresome and that like to do walking and running and biking and hiking and camping and rock climbing and zip lining and all of those kinds of deals that have to do
things
with outdoors.
Things that I could get hurt if
things,
I did.
And those that like to go on rapids and those that like to go in flatboards and test their skills in racing in rough water and things like that. So put all that together, and that's kind of what's coming.
So is this going to be kind of a turnkey amusement level type?
Use not the word amusement.
What would you use?
It's an
experience.
Experience, yeah. Exactly. There's only two in the United States like it.
Break time, Joey. Miss Pine Level, hang on. We'll be back with Mary Tyler Strange right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump proposing eliminating the visa lottery program as part of his immigration overhaul.
It's an unbalanced immigration system. We want to move it towards the fact that we can focus on merit-based, on skills, on employment, attracting talent here to the United States.
White House Director of Strategic Communications, Mercedes Schlapp. Protests planned in Alabama this weekend after the state enacted the toughest abortion law in the nation.
The ACLU and Planned Parenthood say they're already planning a legal challenge to block Alabama's law before it takes effect in 6 months from now. Late yesterday, Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill making it a Class A felony for doctors to provide abortions, except in cases where the woman's life is in danger. The new law makes no exceptions for rape or incest.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The forecast starting to sound more and more like summertime all the time. This evening and tonight, the rain chances are not zero, but they're rather small. Oh, an isolated shower, perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow, Friday, should be a very warm day with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 80s. I think we'll be close to 90 on Saturday and Sunday with a little bit more humidity in the air. Saturday should be dry, but I think there could be an isolated storm possible maybe by late Sunday into Sunday evening and a few spotty storms perhaps during the day on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 talking Wagyu steak with the mayor. This is some of the best steak you've ever had.
Well, you told me they had it vintage year. I was at vintage year last night, and I had half a hamburger.
Yeah, that's I can't eat the whole thing either.
Well, I happened to get there a little late, and Linda had half of her left. There you go. I had to crash a ladies' party. Mayor Foy was there last night, too.
All right.
Ladies got together. I get home at about 6:30, 5:30, quarter to 6. She said, I'm going out tonight. And I said, where are we going? And I said,
you're not going.
They said, you're a ladies' night out. Well, we ended up going out with Lou Alachi because there was another event with a friend of ours that we couldn't go to that day. So we had a good time. But I went over afterwards and had a fun time. Well, that's a great restaurant.
The Wagyu meat is one step above Kobe.
Wow.
And
that's a big step.
It is really good. I'll give you Andy's.
And you said it's out of Selma. They have the farm over there?
The farm is in Selma. He lives here in Montgomery and is here every single day. He can deliver it to your house.
Does he process it there?
He sends it to a processor and then gets it all back and then divides it up and then doughs it out.
Wow.
Really, really good.
But he's got fillets and ribs.
He's got everything. Like Joey did the Delmonico.
Delmonico.
I have done the ribeye, and the ribeye is awesome. It's a great steak, but Andy will be there tonight. Maybe I'll have him to cook for you.
Get a business card for him.
Let's go to Miss Pine Level.
But do I have to pay sales tax in Selma?
No. Miss Pine Level, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Is there a little old thing in Pine Level?
Well, I don't know how things are in Pine Level because I ain't there, but I hear they're probably pretty good, probably better than Montgomery in a way.
Oh, come on, man. Well, how come you're Miss Pine Level if you're not there?
Well, I don't know.
You just want to disguise, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I realize that there are several things that come into play with this issue, but I just want to know maybe what can be done in whatever way. I know we have a lot of homeless people in Montgomery, but the ones who pick places to where they just stay and they sleep there all the time. And there's a place right now that a person has been sleeping for, I know, 2 weeks. And the issue that I'm having with it is that there's clothes everywhere on the ground. I guess technically this place is private property. And I know the owner's probably the only ones who can say anything. But it just irritates me to see that they're throwing their trash everywhere. They're sleeping right by a dumpster. Can they not throw their trash inside the dumpster in their dirty clothes?
You would think they could. I saw a homeless guy the other day walking through the parking lot, finished his coffee cup, just threw it down. You know, unfortunately, on the litter side of the equation, under state law, law enforcement has to actually witness that for us to be able to do anything. But let me just say this. If it is on private property, obviously that's the right of the property owner. But if the property owner doesn't want it, then we certainly you can't arrest them. I mean, you could, but you're not going to be able to put them in jail.
And I don't want them arrested. Yeah. I just want
Well, tell me where it is, and we've got some folks that know how to move them along.
Okay, and I'd kind of rather tell you off air if I can.
Why don't you just text Joey the address, and Matt Morrow, who's my executive officer, who's got his headphones on, is here. He kind of is the liaison, because I have an interest in this, and we count the homeless about 3 times a year. Matt's been part of the count. On any one night, we're going to have 60 to 70 people on the street as homeless. Now, that doesn't mean that we got more homeless. We got lots of homeless.
I called the police on one person because the people that own the property, that they technically might have been on right-of-way property, but it was right in front of their building. Yeah. And they said the person didn't move for 2 days, and they were up under a tarp.
Yeah, if the property owner doesn't want them there, we can, in fact, that's trespass. But if the property owner allows that, you know, they do have an obligation to keep it clean.
Ms. Pine Level, I'm going to put you on hold, and Joey's going to get the address, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
A listener sent me a picture from downtown where there's this homeless person and they're cooking out on hot plates down on Dexter Avenue. Are they using the light connections for like Christmas light time or what? Yep. I mean, the guy is sitting there, he's got his bags out there, and he's got a hot plate, and he's cooking.
Say again?
The guy wearing camouflage.
Oh, yeah, the camouflage exactly. Guy. Yeah. The guy that used to be on the street.
We probably moved him along a time or two. Maybe we need to take a collection and give him a bus ticket.
He gets a check. Is that what you guys do?
He gets a check every month. Matt knows him. We all know all those people. They choose that lifestyle.
Yeah.
They choose that lifestyle.
Yeah, he used to be on, he was on Ann Street for
years. Ran them off. They were under the bridge. They had Ann Street, all that work. You want to know the honest to God truth? All that work at Ann Street and the interstate was to be able to have pedestrian walkways for the homeless.
No. Really?
You didn't hear from me. But they were really camping out under the bridge. Matt's been up there, chasing them away. You know, 2 weeks later, they're back. They just kind of rotate. You know, at the end of the day, there are places for each and every one. There are enough beds for each and every one of those there on the street. They just choose to be on the street.
Yep.
A lot of mental health issues, obviously.
Since it's kind of near and dear to my heart, tell me about Ann Street. Is there something that's happened, particularly with the Circle K, the old Intact? There seems to be kind of a shooting gallery over there now. And is there something changed that's creating a problem there?
I don't know if I probably shouldn't say on air what I think has changed and I won't. But the issue is not necessarily on Ann Street, it's the side street. There are some businesses along the strip there that they can't get along with their customers, and their customers get in there and they can't get along with each other, and it sort of just spills out into the parking lot, which spills out then into the service station area. If you notice,
some of these stores,
it used to be Intech. That's one of them. It used to be Intech.
Intech, yeah. The Demery said,
took very, very good care of the properties. It looked good, and they kept them up. You see some degradation in some of those. It's all about what the owner wants to attract.
Yeah, the Demerys are top-notch folks. And
they sold many years ago, and they sold to another group.
Yeah, because I've really noticed that difference. And when I drive by and there seems to be a police presence at Circle K, like, constantly.
Well, obviously, we kind of patrol the areas that we think there may be some activities going on. But to my remembrance, in the last 6 months, we've had two, maybe three instances there.
What are the hot spots that are happening in Montgomery right now?
Well, that'd be one of them. Okay. Ridgecrest. North Pass. Area, crime is down in Montgomery.
And it's
moving. That's where I was going with it. It's moving. Obviously,
I look at
there
your
are
com,
certain areas.
Your comm stat you can see it.
It's moving east.
I can see you guys
moving
you,
east.
They go in and they must crack down on them, and then they disperse and go somewhere else.
Sometimes. West Montgomery's the safest place to be.
Tell me about Fairview Avenue. What's going on at the other end of Fairview Avenue?
Which end now?
When you pass Court Street heading to the interstate.
Yeah, I told you that Zelda in the second or third week of July is going to get a roading. Let me start on Fairview Avenue. First of all, South Court, that project has been let. The money is in the bank. We've given the DOT the recs. It turned out to be over an $11 million project. It's 250 working days, which is going to probably transcend more than a year. It's a big curb and gutter and sidewalk and utility, and it's a first-class project all the way from Fairview to the bypass. That's going to start probably in 2 weeks when the contractor gets rolling. Both the east Fairview and West Fairview project are in the phase of engineering and acquisition of rights away, and then next steps would be utility. Well, that's a 2-year process at best. Same thing with Zelda. And so what we're going to do is starting.
Are resurfacing on Zelda is a 2-year project?
No, yes.
Or
the big one is.
Where you're moving the poles and everything.
Moving poles and going down to three lanes and things like that. Yes, that's going to be a major project. And any major project is going to take 3 years plus to get it through engineering, acquisition, utilities, movement of rights away and things like that. But because it's so bad, what we're going to do is starting Monday, I think it is, next week, on Fairview at I-65, we're going to pave in block increments all the way to Five Points. And that'll take probably 3 weeks to get accomplished. And then we'll move in the July time frame. We will move to Zelda to do that from Carter Hill all the way to Ann Street. So those are the big projects that will be only riding surface, temporary for a couple of years while the bigger project gets done.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back with Mayor Todd Strange right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call because you only have 4 minutes.
Been a little slow today.
Yeah, we're just entertaining them.
Everybody's thinking about that signature that got on the bill yesterday, I guess.
And did you see the plane flying around with the banner on it?
I couldn't read it, though. It was so far up there. I didn't know what it was.
Adoption is okay.
That came out of Georgia, I bet.
I don't know. Some.
I think I heard it did come out of Georgia.
It said adoption is okay.
Oh, I thought it said abortion's okay.
No, adoption.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed that. I did see the news.
Somebody said it was abortion.
I love to see they weren't nurses, but they were, looked like saints or something standing up there. And then the other sign starts with a U and ends with an us, you know. Get out of my, you know what. It's just divisive.
It really is. I tell you, Alabama's making some news in the last 72 hours.
But is it the kind we really want?
Well, you never know until you get it.
And I'm a Republican.
There you go. Let's go to the phones and go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good. Appreciate it. Hey, Mayor, how you doing today?
Well, we're doing fine. We're wrapping it up.
Good. Just quick question. Are there any plans for Union Station down there?
Well, the short answer is yes. There's some big plans at Union Station. We're trying to repurpose it. We've got $600,000-$800,000 that we've committed to spend. Already spent about a half, making sure we get HVAC in all the floors, making sure that the leaks are taken care of, redoing a lot of the plastics, reglazing the windows, repointing, sealing the building to keep the moisture from getting in. Yeah, hopefully we can do more in the way of.
Did the city buy that from the Wilsons?
Yes, this city didn't. I mean, this administration didn't, but somebody else, and they used HUD funds for that. And we can't, if we sold it, I got to jump through too many hoops to sell it. So what we do, we lease it out.
Because of historic?
No, it's just the funding. The funding. But we're getting it so that people can lease it. We've got probably 10 or 12 leases in there right now.
It's a great place for a venue to do an event.
It is a great event venue, but what we'd like to do is see the chamber utilize it more in the entertainment of having a transportation center there, a welcome visitor center, things like that.
Okay, yeah. I had rented there for about 5 years, several years ago, and was thinking about moving back out there, and went out there a couple of weeks ago and was just a little disappointed, and I love the area, love being down there, so I'm just kind of curious about it.
Yeah, new carpet, new painting, new fixtures is all would probably be starting the next, I don't know. We're going to do it. It's going to take a while to do it, but we'll probably start in the next 30 or 60 days.
Okay, thanks for the phone call, RJ.
Appreciate it.
We're running out of time, and you're the replay for this weekend.
Oh, wow, so you got to be on time, huh?
Definitely got to be on time so Joey can cut it. Mayor, I want to thank you for coming in.
Well, you're so kind.
I like our new time.
Yeah, it helps me out, too, so we're good to go.
So you going to try to drive by tonight?
If I do, it'll be at the 5:30, quarter to 6 time frame.
Perfect.
Because then I got to go get Linda, and we got to get back downtown in time.
Matthew can blue light you there. And back.
We did that yesterday, matter of fact, on the way from the police memorial out to Hyundai. Matt was a speedster yesterday.
Mayor, I want to thank you for coming in. I'll see you next month. Damn our show. See you tomorrow. Yeah, see you tonight at the ship. Joey, I want to thank you for a great cruise.
Yeah.
Great show, cruise. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.